how to stay motivated. Like, first off, I will discuss what at least my problem is right now. I'm doing this part-time, so I don't have that much time, and the workload on its own is very high, and I have to wear so many different hats. It's like, in the past, I never counted like doing this podcast as working time, so I would just do it on the weekend, and I will continue to do it not on the time that I will normally put into the game, but I cannot discount it as a t this time that I don't work. The same is with posting on Facebook, on Reddit, being active on social media, and all that things are just a lot of additional work that I usually didn't count, but that still, at least I should count. And so what basically happened over the last months, like I don't know, 6 months maybe, in the recent months it was not that much, but before, I just increased how much effort I put into the game that I wouldn't count as working time, and so I got a little bit demotivated. In addition to that, I'm also currently with the high scores and everything. I'm working on something that is like not that much fun to me. Like, I love working on programming tasks, but I do that all day long anyway in my day job. So I really like the more creative part, and not just the like basically the same, more of the same that I do at work anyway. Yeah, so that's basically my problem. And this episode is going to be pretty short, I think, because there's just so much you can do. Like, first of all, obviously, one easy way to reduce your workload is just don't work as much, or just keep your breaks in between. I think that's really important to understand, and to really also what I wanted to address here is that you really need to be honest to yourself at what you count towards your work and whatnot. Like, is education, like reading articles, is it already adding to your work? It probably isn't, depending on what kind of person you are, but it's like the lines are very blurry, and if you see that you're getting demotivated, or that you feel like exhausted all the time, I think you should just step a little bit down. I think that most of the stuff I'm actually saying today here, it will not be like a huge revelation to anyone, but I just really needed to get this off my chest because I'm kind of feeling bad all the time. Like, I'm always feeling the pressure to do more. But I just felt like in the last couple of months, I'm just so burned out. I'm so tired. Like this, for example, this devlog. I really enjoy doing it, and I'm having a great time with it. But it's also a little bit exhausting. Like, I increase the quality a little bit. Like, I do now these little presentations that you cannot see if you're listening as a podcast, but in my video blog on YouTube, you will see it. The same goes obviously for the podcast. That's also another step I did. Then I'm posting it on a lot of sites, on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and everything. So all that work that goes into doing the podcast also exhausts me a little bit. Like I said, I really enjoy it, and I'm really glad that at least some people are listening. But also the feedback is not as great as, obviously not that I hoped, but as I would have hoped, or I don't know how to better put it. Anyway, I'm really happy for anyone listening, and I also think it's not bad what's going on right now, but I'm sorry, I'm a little bit sick as well. So it's just so much work, and I still don't know if it really reap a lot of benefits for me in the end. If I would not enjoy it as much, I think I would have already quit, which I will not do. But anyway, so yeah, that's that. Another thing to do to not get burned out is just keep breaks in between. Like, that's basically what I did for the last couple of months. I don't know if I will increase again this podcast or not. Like, the next thing is, it also depends on how much time I have for myself for other things. Because, like, I just, like, in the last couple of months, I also spend a lot of time with friends, which I think is really important. Like, having friends, just doing something different. Keep your head up. That's, I think, really important. And I think a lot of people should not just go into a hole and don't look outside. I think it's really important, and to keep like basically social communications up and stuff. I know that everything that what I'm saying is not that much. It's not new to most of people, but I still think it's really important. You should not forget that. It's also important that you can talk about different stuff than just game development, I think. You need to be a little bit more widespread than just one thing. Like, I really tend to do that. I did that with Magic: The Gathering as well and other games, where I'm just playing this one game and I will talk about it with people and I will just do that and that's my thing. That really is my thing. And I just found that it's just not that healthy overall. Like, it restricts who you can talk with. It's like you can do it. It's not like a really bad thing, but I think it's just a little bit healthier if you just do a little bit different stuff. Like, do something else at least, so that you have to talk, that you can talk to people about normal stuff. Like, that's good. Like, watching some series, maybe, or TV shows, series. That's German. That's really bad. I think. I don't know. Or whatever. Go to the movies. Go to the theater. Do something. Do some sports. Something that you can talk to people, other people as well with. You don't need to do it extensively, but I think it's good to just give you another perspective. And then when you come back to your work, you will not only have a freer head, but you will also gain a different perspective, which I think is really important as well. So, but there's one more thing, and that's the entire reason I wanted to do this episode today. And it's going to be a very short episode, as I said before. I don't think I have much new to say to this. I just wanted to address this because I'm currently feeling a little bit burnt out. And what I wanted to talk about is the avatars in Will Glow the Wisp, and I just did not get to them yet. So I wanted to, I will do that. I will talk about how avatars will affect my game and also other games, and I will have a more in-depth discussion about all this. But I just didn't get to it yet. It's just so much other work that it needs to be done. So, yeah. Anyway, so with that out of the way, there's one more thing I do to keep sane, which is a little bit different than I just said, because like I said, you have to do other stuff, but what also really keeps me motivated is listening to other people who do similar things, or just meeting other people, which I think is really important. If you, by the way, if you enjoyed the intro you heard, that's the music from Will Glow the Wisp, which is done by Clemens Diesinger. I will put a link. I don't know. Maybe next time. I'm not sure yet. I didn't ask. I didn't. I don't know if he has already uploaded the music because he sent it to me just today. So if the music is already available when this goes up, I will put a link to the full track on his website so you can visit it. And he's doing it for free for me, so that's really really nice. And stuff like that also keeps me really motivated. Like people telling me that they see some potential in the game, even if they don't think it's great yet, or that they disagree with some of my decisions. I really think it's really important to have people like that. And also, I started meeting people from my region, the guys from Indie Outpost here. They do what? Monthly meetup where I went just once last time. It was just last week, and I was sick last week, so that's that. But they really helped me keep motivated as well. And then there's all the stuff I did all the time anyway. And some of them you might already know, some of them you maybe heard me from in the first place. But I wanted to give a shout out to all these because I think it's really great what they're doing. They should continue what they're doing. And I was actually inspired to this by this topic because of Lost Decade Games, because I've the guys from Lost Cast. So, because I think they are also struggling right now a little bit because they, for different reasons than me, but they are struggling a little bit with their motivation. And I think it's really important always to not with their motivation. Maybe with the motivation, it's me. But anyway, I didn't want to imply anything bad here. I hope that comes across correctly. So, but while listening to them, I thought like I'm really right now a little bit down, and I just wanted to give a shout out to all the people who will help me get my head up again and get basically the what's it called, the strength, the strength to get back to work again. So that's obviously Lost Decade Games, what I already said. If you, I will just shortly go over what they are doing, what these guys are doing. So if you want to listen to them, go ahead. So Lost Decade Games basically is a podcast where they talk about their process of making games and what up currently with their lives. It's a little bit of a rambly podcast, but it's still a great podcast. You can learn a lot. They have their own engine in JavaScript and HTML5, which is called Djinn. They did a Wizard's Lizard, and now they are working on a Wizard's Lizard 2, and what is it called? Like some indie dev sim or something, indie game sim. I don't know. I cannot remember. It's a nice little studio. If you like games like Binding of Isaac, check their both games out. The second one, Wizard's Lizard 2 or Wizard's Lizard Soul Thief, however you want to call it, is in early access on Steam. So go and get it or subscribe to their Patreon if you want to. Anyway, so another really great resource also for just really understanding design stuff is the Game Design Roundtable. I think they're doing it now only bi-weekly, and the like their focus shifted a little bit. In the past, it was a little bit different. I don't know what to say, but it's still a very good podcast. I really recommend it. The older episodes really gave me so much to think about. The newer ones is often listener questions and other stuff, so it changed in a lot of interviews, but it's still very interesting. And interviews, the Sausage Factory, I appeared on that one, so maybe you know me from there, or you know it anyway. It's a great podcast to listen to and hear how other people came to be. It's always the same questions, so you kind of get to know what's coming, but you hear about some interesting projects there, and that's I think also something that's cool. Ludology, I don't know if you don't know it, but if you don't know, it's a really great podcast. It's really going into the game design or game studies problems, which I think is really great. And both of the hosts are really good about all that stuff. They are very experienced. The same goes for Game Design Roundtable. So really, if you want to know something, listen to them. So building the game. By the way, I just bought Saloon Tycoon. I kickstarted it and I got it now, and it's a great game. So if you guys listening to it, really good stuff you did there. I really enjoyed it a lot. It really gave me also a different perspective on what, like, oftentimes people say the good games will always basically be lifted up and be like really successful. And I actually think that Saloon Tycoon was really, really great. And I don't know if it's going to be really successful. I just cannot tell you that. Like, it doesn't feel like it, but I think it's a really good game. So I really hope it will be successful, but I will see. Anyway, so building the game is basically what they always say. It's a documentary podcast about building board games, and they basically pitch a game every week. So they come up with ideas, talk about it, and they test it out. Not all of them, I guess. I don't know. Like, most of them, I guess they test out, and then when they are good, they try to sell them to publishers. And they did it like for Saloon Tycoon, and I think another one or two games are already in the making. So they kind of start to getting their door in the their foot in the door, not their door in the foot. That would be weird. Yeah, Extra Credits. It's a YouTube channel. So if you're interested in game design, you should know this. It's like talking about all kinds of game-related topics. They also have a history channel. Great, great stuff. The Experimental Game Dev Podcast Show. Yeah, so I don't know. It's also an interview-based show where he invites developers, but in contrast to the Sausage Factory, he will just talk about what is on his mind. Like, he will also talk about the game themselves a little bit, but like usually it will go like at something that is on his mind and he wants to discuss with other people. And I think that's really a really great show as well. So you, it's not repet not as repetitive as the Sausage Factory. I think the Sausage Factory is great because of you really get to know the guests. But in the Experimental Game Dev Podcast show, it's more about talking about concepts, seeing what works, how can we get it to work. Yeah. And Board Game University. I cannot tell you that much about the podcast because I didn't listen to them that often. It's a newer podcast for me, but I wanted to mention it because it's really good. It's also they also have guests, I think, most of the time. As I said, I just listened to a couple of episodes, and they always interview them and ask them different things. So all this stuff really helps keeping me motivated. Besides all that, obviously there's listeners like you, if you write me or if you subscribe on my YouTube channel, it always keeps me motivated. Anyway, I hope this wasn't too boring to you. I wanted to do an episode before the Avatars episode, and I just felt I want to give all the people shout out who really helped getting me through the little bit of a down time for me. Like, not downtime, but like, I was a little bit down, and so all these guys really helped getting me through this and like pushing through, and now I feel like I'm almost there to what want to say? I'm almost back to where I'm really highly motivated, and I will continue to work on the game more again, and maybe also get to show up a little bit more regularly, which I'm really sorry about. So as I said, I hope this wasn't too boring to you for you guys because it's like different than all this other stuff. Anyway, so if you liked what you heard, please, please, please give me a rating on iTunes or wherever you're listening to. Subscribe, whatever, like you know the gist. Like basically give me a little bit of a bone. Throw me a bone so that I know that at least some people are listening, and maybe it if you vote it so you can I can spread a little bit around, that would be really nice. If you want to check out my game, you can still download it at Part Time Indie. You can also always check out what's going on for me there. It's an early version. What I wanted to mention, no, let's do that next week because one more thing I really need to mention. Next Monday, I'm in Munich at the Show Your Games 2016. So if by any chance one of the 50 listeners who listen to this, or not, nah, probably 10 listeners who listen to this to the end of this episode, are at Show Your Games 2016 in Munich, maybe give me a heads up. That would be really nice. I would be really happy. Maybe somebody from Germany is also listening. That would be really funny. Anyway, so thanks all for listening. Have a good weekend. Bye.